This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, President Trump attacking Robert Mueller's investigation this morning as biased and unfounded. We told you we'd tell you about any new tweets. Well, one just came in. Here it is. I hereby demand, and will do so officially tomorrow, that the FBI, that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI, DOJ, infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration. He talks about it every day on the radio in Indianapolis, here to talk about it now with us here, Tony Katz. And you have your phone up. I'm guessing you are reading along with the rest of the world on this tweet. Here's the question. Let's put aside for the fact of how the president orders this or not. You think they'll find anything?
What the president's talking about right here? I mean, I am. I'm looking at my phone because you don't know what's going to come out next. It's absolutely incredible. I have no idea if they're going to find anything. And I'm not one of the people who gets totally hyped up if he tweets it. What the president says and what he does are often different things. That's not being rude towards the president. That happens to be factual. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Let's see what kind of investigation could come out. I think some of the previous tweets are rather interesting. But when he says he wants to know if there was infiltration or surveillance of the Trump campaign for political purposes, wouldn't we all want to know that? There seems to be some indication that that took place.
Interestingly enough, there's a soundbite making the Twitter rounds this morning from President Obama back when he was interviewed by Chris Wallace, in which he said, in his words, full stop. There was no political targeting by the FBI or DOJ. That's a pretty conclusive statement on his part. Is there any evidence on the other side, you think?
Well, I think that when people take that apart and parse it, and you hear the Democratic Party on Monday, they'll say it's a difference between Laurel or Yanny. It's all in a question of how you heard
it. That brings up an important question. Has politics in general now become a Laurel and Yanny moment?
Well, yeah, I mean, people hear what they want to hear, but that doesn't mean that the truth didn't get said. That doesn't mean that there isn't a truth. You take a look at some of that reporting from the New York Times, and then take a look at Molly Hemingway's piece in The Federalist, breaking down the 10 reasons why the New York Times, in talking about all the investigation, is total bunk. There are people who hear what they want to hear. Did President Trump insult immigrants? Absolutely not. He was talking about MS-13 and called them animals, which they are. You almost think you're getting punked. I have a whole piece on it at WIBC.com. People do hear what they want to hear. It doesn't mean that the truth isn't being told. It's just honest people recognize it, and dishonest people, well, they tell you Yanny.
Okay, I'm going to start calling you Laurel now in our segments on air. Is you talk about truth. One thing that does not lie is economics. This is something you brought up a month ago, which is the cost of oil and by that the cost of gas prices. AP flash just now crossing average gallon of gas in the United States, $3. When does the conversation shift from Russia, DOJ, FBI, political targeting back to these real economic issues of $3 gas, rising inflation, etc.?
Well, I think economic issues are still going on, especially when you have Nancy Pelosi still talking about crumbs and they're trying to shut her up. She's trying to walk it back and it's not working. But I did tweet about it, and I think a lot of people have noticed oil prices are getting too high and it's going to cause a problem. The White House should be on top of it. We cracked $80 the other day. Is this Iran and OPEC saying, you know what, you pull out of the agreement, this is how we punish you? If America's going to be in on that fight, I'm okay with it. But I want to hear from the White House very strongly about what our plan is to ensure some lower gas prices.
Well, another provocative tweet this morning from the president about 10 minutes ago. The Wall Street Journal asked, he tweets, where in the world was Barack Obama? Very good question. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Good to have you along with us. It's Bill Martinez. We've got Megan Barth coming up. Going to take a look at what happened around the horn on the Sunday TV talk shows, as usual, as we summarize it every Monday morning. Thank you for joining us and sharing a part of your day with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's there. And you want to drop us a line, love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Megan coming up next right after this. Give us about 60 seconds, okay?
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised, Megan Barth, the Yes proprietor, founder of ReaganBabe.com, is with us. Miss Megan, you in Vegas today? Live from Vegas?
I'm in Vegas today.
All the excitement, your Vegas nights. I mean, what is this going on? I mean, this is unheard of.
I know. I'm so excited.
I bet you are.
Myself that I didn't buy season tickets when we had the chance because they were literally nearly giving them away.
Wow.
They didn't expect that Vegas was going to have a hockey fan type of crowd, but
yes.
They forget that a lot of people from Chicago are here, and we were born on hockey, right? We were raised on hockey.
Exactly.
And so it's just wonderful for our city. We, you know, with obviously the massacre that happened last October 1st.
Yes.
You know, we need some good news in this town, and this has really just energized the community.
Well, they're the first one into the Stanley Cup. We wait for their, for their competition. But, boy, you weren't the only one that was surprised. I mean, many people who know hockey, all the pundits, once again, pundits have had a rough couple of years here lately, haven't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, congratulations. Hey, is the wedding over?
Oh, my God. I hope so.
The wife unit was on wedding marathon. What is it?
I turned off the TV all weekend. I did not have the TV on Friday. I'm about to turn it on to check the morning news. I just did not want to be deluged with the hysterical reaction over the school shooting, which, of course, we should have a hysterical reaction, but jumping to conclusions that the press and the left always does before we know the full facts. Then, of course, we have Meghan Markle, who I guess is the second coming of Christ.
She's going to straighten out the monarchy. I mean, CNN, some of their commentary is like, oh, please, come on, you guys are over the top.
Right. Hundreds and hundreds of years of tradition just out the window, based on the fact that we have to bring social justice and feminism to the monarchy to straighten it out. All of these taglines and all of these headlines and all of these Democrat feel-good, compliments, et cetera, really did nothing, do nothing for anybody. But the fact that she's black and the fact that she's a feminist has to be heralded, like I said, as the next coming of Christ. And there's really just a lot of feminists, and there's a lot of Democrats, and there's a lot of leftists, and there's a lot of black Democrats. I don't understand why this is. Yes, I understand that 500 years ago or whatever, she would not have been allowed to come close to the crown. But my, how far have we progressed, right?
It only took us 500 years. I know it is amazing, but true to form, you love the comments, the dresses, the hats, and of course we had the Preakness yesterday too. So more hats.
Yes. and ashes. I mean, you need to have a good pair of wellies if you're going to be at the Preakness yesterday. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Ankle deep mud. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of a mutter action kind of thing going on. But, hey, all kinds of good fun here. So, hey, Vegas Golden Knights, congratulations. And congratulations to, yeah, this is good fun because it's energy. I was here in Orange County, California, when the Ducks won the Stanley Cup. And it was really special. There's no doubt. And the way it ignites a town. And if anybody could use it, as you say, for some of the bad news that Vegas has had to go through, this is a real uplift. But, you know, this is just so incredible. And, I mean, the Winnipeg Jets, I mean, they beat a stellar team here.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't, well, you know, when you get into, you know, one game, you know, one series away from the Stanley Cups, I mean, these aren't Al Slotches. I mean, anybody, you know, could deserve to win. But four games to one, I mean, they were absolutely dominant. And, hey, we'll see what will happen. See if the road to the Stanley Cup will end up in Vegas, huh?
That would be amazing. That would be absolutely amazing. And I think we're going to do it. You know, we're talking about a team that was kind of put together, not necessarily in a hodgepodge manner, but you have a lot of kids, and I call them kids because I think the youngest is 16 and the oldest might be 21. Mm. I don't know if they can drink legally yet, but the thing is they are playing with their hearts.
Yes.
And they have no fear. They had literally no expectations to win even one game. It was going to be kind of like the Bad News Bears, right?
Mm-hmm.
The baseball team that was just a bunch of misfits that were put together and then ended up winning. And that's what this reminds me of. They're just playing with their hearts and playing with every single thing that they've got. And I love this style of hockey, meaning it's kind of like old school. I haven't seen Czechs like that, you know, rough hockey in quite some time.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore it.
Yeah, well, good fun. Looking at the Sunday, you know, TV talk shows, what stood out for you especially?
Well, like I said, I didn't watch any of them, but I watched the previews. What stood out, reruns, but what stood out to me the most was actually Donald Trump's tweets yesterday. I mean, he was firing off a bunch of tweets yesterday, and one this morning that he just says, the Wall Street Journal asks, where was Barack Obama?
Exactly. Yeah, big question.
And this is these are all the questions that many of us have, because the New York Times tried to flip it and say, oh, no, the spies were trying to help the Trump campaign, not hurt the Trump campaign. Oh, okay, well, that's a new one. So we'll just make sure now that we hold the power, that we implant spies in every Democrat campaign, including the presidential campaign. So if Elizabeth Warren is going to run again in Massachusetts, which she is, we'll just surreptitiously put a little mole in her campaign just to help her out. Right?
Yeah, moles are us. Why not?
Yes. Why not? Moles are a good thing now. Watergate where? What?
Yes.
And Gavin Newsom running for governor of California, a Democrat, we'll just put a mole in his campaign, too, and that's just going to be done to help him. And Mark Penn actually has a column that I just read in the Hill this morning, Mark Penn, is a Clintonite. He worked on Bill Clinton's campaign. He worked in the administration. He worked alongside Hillary Clinton. Outwardly spoken Democrat by every sense of the imagination. He's calling for the end of the Mueller witch hunt. Why? Because he realizes that when the power shifts, the power can be used against the very people who abused the power in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, this is this is something that you can't expect the elites to do anything about it. I mean, that's like asking them to do brain surgery on themselves, right? This really demands we, the people, to really stand up and take a hold of our authority position and get control of this once and, you know, in the name of full disclosure. If we're really serious about, as they routinely say, Megan, and it makes me gag almost, we want to make sure this never happens again. It happens again, it just gets worse.
Right, and if it does happen again, we're going to play by the rules that they've set. Like I said, we can implant moles, we can spy on people that are working on campaigns, we can raid lawyers' offices, and we can release financial statements.
Well, yeah, the very thing that they were all worried about, remember, under the Nixon administration and the weaponization of government agencies, boy, has come back big time on steroids, hasn't it? Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Way like it's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show. Megan Barth is with us, speaking of independence. How independent are you? You're so independent, you're just independent. That's what we love about you. I mean, you're not beholden to anybody. I mean, you know, like this radio show, you know, that's why we get along so well, I guess, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm not paid to speak my mind. I just speak my mind as how I see things. So, and you know, I started ReaganBabe.com because I wasn't seeing truth in the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing yellow journalism. That's what I was taught back even in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing sensationalized journalism, Democrat talking points turned into headlines. And I thought, you know, I'll just start writing, and you start picking up what I was laying down. So I was very happy about that.
Well, you know, it's kind of amazing. I made this comment here a couple of weeks back that journalism, sadly, has become the National Enquirer. When I was growing up, that was the, you know, kind of the tabloid, the rumor tabloid. And that's what the mainstream media has become. It's just amazing and shocking and disappointing at the same time, because there's so many stories that need to be investigated. And you've got these big institutions that have the funding and the wherewithal. They've got the talent, but they've all been stifled because they're all being shoved into this, this monolith of thought and partisanship, much to the disdain of Main Street America and we the people. Although last night you were mentioning that CBS did something rather unique in doing some investigating journalism with the power of Google, huh?
Yeah, I was very happy to see this. I had recorded it, and as you know, I've been writing on big tech and how they're in bed with big government and the media, and, mm-hmm. and how that is a trifecta that is not good. There's nothing good that's going to come out of this. The power that Google holds already, they own, you know, 98% of all searches nationwide. They are a data aggregator. And a data, they know everything about you. If they want to know something about a 24-year-old consumer in Nashville, Tennessee, a female who drives a truck and likes whiskey, they can find out who that is and how many reside there. I mean, that is the minutia and the details they can get down with this data. And so when you look at Google historically, the FTC was investigating Google, much like the EU was, for antitrust laws. They were going to try and charge them with antitrust as far as being a monopoly. But because Eric Schmidt at the time had worked on the Barack Obama campaign, and this was according to 60 Minutes, they believed that the relationship that Google had established with the Obama campaign was strong enough in order to basically make the FTC investigation and resulting charges go away, and that's exactly what happened. And so the FTC is being pressured by many organizations again just recently to reopen the Google investigation and look for perhaps antitrust violations because they are a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And even Fox News, and I write about this, Fox News fights the fake news monopoly. When you look at Google and Facebook now, they are no longer neutral platforms of information, they claim to be, which protects them. They are monopolies of information that have now entered media. And when you, and they had the founder of Yelp on yesterday, and he says, if my page, if my Yelp address ends up on page 4 of the search, that impacts me financially. Right? Because no one goes to page 4 when they look for something on search results. They go to the first page and that's it. That's the landing page. That's the premier page. Well, Google has been populating that first page of news with all of their progressive partners. The New York Times, the LA Times, Vanity Fair, Glamour. You Google Barack Obama and you're going to get the same 10 left-wing journalistic rags like Mother Jones as if you Google Donald Trump. It'll be the same 10. Now, landing on that first page, these 10 progressive news outlets are making money because they're getting the eyeballs. And then if someone clicks on an ad, well, Google owns the ad, so they split that ad rev between Google and their progressive partner. So the conservative outlets are being suppressed, which means they're being financially hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And News Corp looks at this as a deleterious effect on journalism. And it is, because you are only now being manipulated and fed certain stories with certain narratives according to what Google has partnered with, quote unquote, high quality journalists.
Right. Yeah, supposedly. So if they want to focus on Yanny, you're going to hear Yanny. And if it's Laurel, it's Laurel, right?
Right. Exactly. It's and how they manipulate these algorithms is proprietary and secret to Google. But how they manipulate these algorithms also forces a manipulation of information. And this manipulation of information that you are being fed unknowingly can flip your opinion.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right.
No, without a doubt. Yeah, this is clear. And, you know, even when Mark Zuckerberg was on the Hill and asked about it being if it was a monopoly, the look on his face was quite telling. Of course it's a monopoly. I mean, come on. And this thing has all grown way too fast that the government cannot keep up with this. And I don't know how they're going to, going to break this up.
Well, and in the investor call that News Corp had, which is basically Fox News, they were asking for, the CEO was asking for a algorithm review board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this might be one step in a series of many, but you have, you know, some Republicans or libertarians saying, no, government can't intervene. You know, this is the free market. Well, government has already intervened, and what Google mm-hmm. has become is a monopoly, and what Facebook
right.
has become is a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have antitrust laws specifically for that. And when they enter the media arena, they can no longer be protected as neutral platforms. And this
mm-hmm.
is, you know, Mark Zuckerberg was asked that too, and he was very quick. Of course we're a neutral platform. Well, no, not
no,
in
no, you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Not if you're entering media and censoring speech. That's where we have a problem. And this censorship campaign, which is being run by the leftists, the tech titans, is purposeful and it is illegal.
Mm-hmm. And it's enculturated. I mean, there's nothing you're going to change, you know, with a one day off like Starbucks. Everybody's going to take a day off at Starbucks. I don't know what people are going to do around the country because Starbucks is taking a day off. Maybe we ought to set up a cappuccino machine or something, a couple of corners, you know, around the country just to let them know what it's like just to get a nice cup of coffee and a smile. But, yeah, like as if one day is going to, balance out their lack of diversity and understanding, you know. So diversity, sensitivity, they're all going to do in one day. It's such a joke. Because when you have it built into the culture like this, as deep as it is at Facebook and Google and these other institutions, Megan, this is, I mean, hey, even like the FBI, you think that's going to get cleaned up overnight? I don't think so.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, I think one of the reasons why the FBI was so corrupted was under Mueller and Comey is because not only did they become politicized, but they did so in order the name of diversity, right?
Mm, yeah.
It was Bob Mueller who removed all references to jihad and Islamic extremism in the FBI manual. That's very dangerous. And this is in the name of diversity, you know, and this is the name of conclusion.
Well, all this globalism, too. I mean,
right.
let's knock down the walls. Let's let everybody come in. I mean, we're all, you know, just like the Europeans. Like, it's working so well in Europe, right, that we need to embrace their ideas.
Well, and the left has always been a champion of looking abroad and saying, see how well they do it over here, if only we were different. They never look at how precious our rights are and how precious and how wise the founders were in drafting a document that's unlike any others. We have a First Amendment here, unlike Canada and other parts of Europe. I mean, now, if you even mention that Islam is radical in Britain, you'll be investigated.
Right.
You know, you can't say anything. You can't speak the truth. And that's why this politically correct narrative is so dangerous. That's why I've always rallied against whatever that made-up term is called hate speech. That was created in order to silence those, specifically Christians, that were standing up for traditional marriage. And this is how the left gets away through their
exactly.
campaign is censorship.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Megan Barth, the one and only, from ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk about the wall. Yes, it's time. I mean, with all the distraction that's been going on around our country, lest we forget, national security remains a prime interest for many across the country, especially along the border, you know, the border citizens here. A couple points to consider here. You know, building the wall would cost less than half of what we spend to educate illegal immigrants every year. Okay, think about that. Let that settle in on you. The wall would cost $12 to $15 billion, save almost $64 billion over the first 10 years. Is that positive? You know, 12 to 15 is the cost. We're going to save over $64 billion. I think. Hey, do the math. I mean, it does take a genius here to figure it out. And let's break it down even further. According to our next guest, says the wall would only have to prevent 160,000 to 200,000 illegal crossings, excluding descendants, in the next 10 years in order to pay for itself. I know this is absolute, just so simple and so clear and in our face. How do we ignore these facts? Now, all these and much more is being revealed in the just released book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, an America First Manifesto. And Al Parada joins us now. Al is the managing editor of The Stream. And he and John's America have come together to bravely, confront this, politically incorrect, myopic misunderstanding we have about immigration. Al, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, this is brilliant. I mean, you know, it's been a long time needed, and I guess that's what you and John sit there and says, hey, why don't we just give the people the facts and let them decide for themselves, right?
Yes, that's the one thing about the book, which comes out today, actually, if I may shamelessly celebrate it.
Exactly.
It's real.
Hey, the balloons, the confetti, everything's happening. Stuff left over from the wedding over the weekend. You know, we're going to let it all out. Okay, that's fine.
But one of the big reason to do the book was to lay out the facts, lay out the history. What's it mean to be an American? Even go back into that deep idea. But to lay out how we got into this mess, who put us into this mess, how we get out of this mess, and how to talk to people who still don't mind us being in this mess. And so it's a great ride in that sense, and that we're not, how do you say, we're not making fun of that. Well, we do make fun of it. It's a fun book. But we are going at, you know, say, let's say both sides, and we're, you know, here's where things went right, here's where things went wrong, all throughout our history. We're taking the things that worked in the past and leaving behind the things that didn't work, and coming up with solutions for today that honor our history, honor America, and are better for what America will be in the future. You know, that's the idea. How can we set this thing right? How can we set this thing right so that the next generation of people in, like, I have part of my ancestry comes from Ethiopia, apparently. So somewhere there's a village in Ethiopia, there might be somebody who holds on to the idea of being an American. But we need a system that is set to help that person not only get here correctly, but also to thrive.
Exactly.
And that is something we're missing now. We're just letting people just flood in, and it's junking up the works for everybody.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Al, you and John and I are all empiricists. I mean, we look at the evidence and look at the facts, and you wonder how, you know, these brilliant minds that we just cannot do away with, that we need to have in our government and our policies, departments that, you know, we need them so badly and pay them so much to give us this kind of incompetency and these conclusions that they come up with. It's like, wait a minute, you're abandoning things that have worked wholesale, all in the name of progressivism and this idea that, hey, let the walls come down. We're all globalists, or we're all one big happy family. Well, you know, how do you get there?
Well, it's part of the illusion. Well, part of it is pure politics. Let's be real about it. Excuse me. One of the reasons the Democrats are happy with the open borders is because with the immigration policy, they're getting more future voters, because a vast majority end up voting Democratic. So that's part of the reason. It's pure politics, and that to me is cynical.
The fact that we even think of it that way. I mean, I've heard Tucker Carlson and others, you know, passionately say, well, that's, you know, that is the reason du jour. And I mean, it seems so simple and basic and diabolical all at the same time. But that's what you have to conclude, do you not?
Yes. I mean, and that's the thing. You've had John on, I know.
Yeah.
And you know how John, you know, he can get deep in. He's a deep guy. I tend to be a little more surfacey. I look at like something like the immigration and the wall, and I sit there and go, if you need a ticket to get into a concert, why don't you need a ticket to get into the country? You know, why? You know, I get a little more simple than that. You know, and that I think is a problem. I think Americans look at this and they see. I think there is a consensus of a solution, but the politicians don't want to make it happen. We do need the border. You talked about the wall starting. I personally don't get it, why it's such a major stumbling block to have a border that stops people who shouldn't be getting into the country from getting into the country. I work for a counterterrorism expert. I know there are people who want to do bad things to us, and I know that there were like terrorist attacks in like 2003 or something like that was stopped. The WMD attack that was stopped a couple miles from the border. We got lucky.
Exactly.
One day we're not going to get lucky. And I'm sorry, I'd rather pay a couple more cents, few more cents for lettuce than watch San Diego get hit by a dirty bomb.
Exactly. Well, Al, what cracks me up is that some of these geniuses who work out the math and they talk about illegal immigrants and that, you know, the bad guys are only, you know, of all the immigrants that come into the country, you know, MS-13, all these bad guys that want to do horrific things to our country only amount to, you know, I think the other day somebody said 10,000. I go, all you need is one. You know, it's like, it's like, it's only 10,000, you know, of all the millions that come in. You know, it's like, this is a flea. Well, you know, you don't need, you don't need that big an army to knock down towers and to wreak havoc, do we?
No. And that's one of the, that's one of the misnomers too, is it's not just the, you know, the super bad guys. We all, I think we all want to get rid of the bad guys. But we can't call them animals, apparently. We just learned that this week.
Yes, so exactly.
Can't call them animals. I used to write comedy, and I couldn't imagine we're doing comedy right now because these people are funnier than anything we could ever come up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, but sometimes what happens right now, we've kind of gone into a little bit of a you know, we're a bit anemic in terms of comedy appreciation because all in the name of political correctness, you know, in the old days, you could actually tell a joke and so what if it offended somebody? It's no big deal. Nowadays, if you do, it's like, you know, it's, as someone said, it's the death of comedy anymore, you know?
Yeah. And, especially when you're dealing with, that's part of, I think, what we talk, in a sense, one of the senses of the book is this notion of the work, all of us in it together. And that's one of the things when you talk about something like we're a nation of immigrants, when you talk in the terms of like that, you tend to be thinking of each group. You're balkanizing the groups when you think in terms of like that, as opposed to a nation of assimilation from the many one, and
exactly.
Enjoying what each flavor brings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an important thing to do because if you set people against each other, which is what these current immigration policies do,
mm-hmm.
because you're adding so much pressure, especially on the lower rungs of the economic scale, you're causing division. Causing dissension. When you're having, what happens when you can't? It sounds silly, but if I wear a sombrero on Halloween, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, right,
No, I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating what each brings, and that is sort of what we need to get back to. And it's like the Americanization, so everybody's on the same page in terms of America,
right.
But. Enjoying the diversity and not trying
exactly.
to make it like
that. Including all the good food too, Al. Hey, we got to go to break. I would say without assimilation, then it turns into an invasion. We'll talk more about that with Al Parada right after this. Stay with us.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now 2 for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. 4 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al Parada is with us, managing editor of the stream, and he and John Zemerick have released and are releasing today their new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration and America First Manifesto. And as I said before the break, Al, without assimilation, you have an invasion. And it seems that we're set up more for an invasion than assimilation. I mean, they talk about it, but it's like small A, or it's kind of put in the background. But assimilation is key to a successful immigration plan that affords a win-win proposition, does it not?
Yes, and that is one of the things that it's a theme that comes out through the book. Mm-hmm. I found this quote from Alexander Hamilton. You know, before he was a musical, he was a founding father.
Yes,
and
right.
he was pretty tough. I mean, he makes Trump sound like Pelosi on some issues in terms of, you know, how tough he wanted to be on people coming in. But he said this, he used this phrase, and I just love it. I love it. It should be another song, actually. Mm-hmm. He used the phrase harmony of ingredients.
Ooh, yeah.
And
I like it.
It's like, ooh, yeah. And that's better than melting pot. Melting pot, you throw things in, you can get something poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
A harmony of ingredients, you're thinking of a great mix, but there's differences, but they work together. They blend together correctly in a way that is, you know, tasteful or harmonizing, I guess you want to say. And so that is a theme that we kind of run through the book a little bit about the nation of harmony and about the nation of assimilation. Again, I'm a little more simple than John in some things, and I look at it and go, you can't make great Americans if you're not teaching the new people how great America is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten away from that. And it is crucial. It is crucial that we share that the people coming in understand what separated us
mm-hmm.
from other countries.
To your point on this, Al, don't you think that, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, I talk to people who come fresh out of you know, classes to become citizens. And, boy, I'll tell you, they know more about our country than, you know, college graduates. And they have a higher affinity because of it. Of course, they have their reference, you know, the land in which they came from, where there were despotic regimes, oppression, political, you know, oppression and the like. And they come here to America where there's free speech and all these other freedoms that our founding fathers have given us and that our faithful veterans have defended us for and allow us to live under these, you know, to this day, although it seems like it may be slipping through our fingers because we've been so casual about it, as Ronald Reagan says, that, you know, we're but one generation away from, you know, losing these freedoms. And it seems like, boy, I'll tell you, sometimes I think we're right on the precipice here, you know?
Yes, it was. It's something the founders knew too, that what we have in America is not the natural way things go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we tend to, you know, our societies and governments tend towards havoc, and they tend towards suppression, and they tend towards, you know, tyranny. Mm-hmm. So we're this great experiment. Well, we have to keep the people, our younger citizens and our newer citizens, aware of just how precious this is and how unique it is.
Mm-hmm.
And another phrase that we hear a lot, we don't really think about much, is the phrase only in America.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that means something. It's only, mm-hmm. You're talking before the break about ethnic restaurants. Well, mm-hmm. me and John and I met up for dinner this weekend. And so here's your only in America situation. You got a Yale graduating Catholic grandson of a coal shoveler from the Habsburg Empire, Hungary, Germany area,
uh-huh.
and the evangelical comedy writing grandson of an Italian musician toasting their new book at a Hare Krishna run Indian restaurant in a Hispanic neighborhood in the heart of Texas.
Hey,
that's the only in America story right there.
Exactly.
And millions of people have these stories, which is why in the book, you know, it's easy to get into the wonky politics of it. And you need to have the E-Verify. You need the wall. You need to shut down the sanctuary cities, all this. But we also need to keep aware that we're dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with people like our grandparents. And so the their ghosts are kind of hanging on our back as we're writing the book. As again, like I said, the people who are in the future.
Right.
The other thing is,
the reality is that because only in America, and you know, you in the last 5 years or so, maybe longer, but that I've been aware of it, that you know, this big pushback, that this American exceptionalism, all of a sudden everybody's offended over this stuff, and what's being taught in the educational institutions today wants to reduce America to its lowest common denominator. It's against their sensitivities to celebrate anything that's American.
I know it's a shame because there are about 160 million people around the world who want to be Americans.
Yes,
they know better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they know better.
Hey, they've been waiting in line for you know, decades in some cases. One case particularly, a very qualified individual. Irish John, we call him, and he calls himself that as well. He's been in line for 13 years.
I know. I mean, that's part of the issue when you're talking about people cutting in line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you know, where's the fairness? And that's again one of the reasons why we do need to, you know, secure the borders and deal with the people who overstay visas. That's a big problem. We think of the people climbing the fence with waving the Honduran flags and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But we do have a lot of people who come into the country on visas and stay. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people who overstay.
Mm-hmm. How incompetent is that of our government that you cannot be on top of somebody who's here on a visa and they just overstay and it's just like, oh, hum, no big deal?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, we've got apps now that, you know, where you can track your kid or your wayward husband. I mean, it should be hard to track people visiting the country.
You would think.
I mean, a restaurant can track you down. If you make a reservation, they can track you down. So how, I mean, let's face it, if Outback can do it, how come the government can't do it, you know? So it does seem that we need to get serious about it, and we have the ability. We have the technology. We just need the will to do it. We need to know who's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that complicated. I mean, I wish maybe they'd move the capital of D.C. out in the middle of the Midwest somewhere where people have to think logically on a daily basis, and we'll get something done maybe. Because
yeah.
these are simple the logical thing. You can't have 20 million people running around the country who we don't know they're here.
Yeah. Could you imagine
using false identifications and the whole nine yards?
Exactly. Now, could you imagine the D.C. elites, going to a Hare Krishna cocktail party instead of the D.C. Beltway and one of their elite special places? I mean, that you talk about disrupting their sensitivities. There might be therapy required.
Yeah. Well, I think even visiting the main, like I said, hanging out with normal people. I mean, I was born near D.C., and I used to work in D.C., and it's very easy to get this myopic inside the Beltway mentality that there's no life outside the Beltway. No thought. Your thoughts are the best thoughts in the world. And come out to the real world and see what real people are thinking who have to deal with these problems on a daily basis.
So you're telling me everybody in the Beltway hears Yanny and everybody outside the Beltway is hearing Laurel? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, it is like that in many ways. And and that's unfortunate because these problems can be solved. It's not rocket science, And I said, e-verify, that's easy and it works. Right. So businesses checking to make sure people are allowed to work.
Right.
It's a very effective thing, but it is not mandatory. In a lot of states, they don't really want it there because they're okay with the illegal immigrants working. Well, what does that mean? That means you're suppressing wages.
Exactly.
I mean, historically, they used to bring in people from other countries specifically to keep wages down, which is why unions used to fight illegal immigration. But they don't anymore, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So we know it's a suppression of wages. Why? Who benefits? Who benefits from that?
Right, exactly.
Not American.
Well, who benefits? Who's losing? And it's always at somebody's cost. See, but they don't lay it out that way until the everyman, Main Street Americans, are out there going, wait a minute, it's in my pocketbook here, and then meanwhile the price of gasoline is going through the roof again, and all this has an impact on my livelihood. And God forbid that I complain about it, right? Because after all, we've had it so good for so long, and we're exceptional, so we don't have a right to complain.
Yeah, it's amazing. And people, again, one thing, it was great to go into the book and in the history, and you look at in the 1920s, we had that massive immigration in the early part of the 20th century. In the 20s, they went, whoa, this is too much. And they became really restrictive. Now, some of the restrictions were race-based and are horrible and deplorable and just despicable. We don't want that. But they did restrict it. But what happened? It allowed the assimilation and Americanization of all those millions of people who had come in the previous 20 years. And what did you end up with? Their kids became the greatest generation.
Exactly.
So if we sit here and go, we need to slow things down, clamp things down, tighten things up, we know from history that America a generation from now benefits.
Exactly.
It's not like we're being xenophobic or any other kind of phobic. No, we're looking for what is best for America to come. And that's the game.
Yeah, you've lost sight. I mean, and this is, the subtitle of your book, In America, America First Manifesto. Where's the vision? Where are the boundaries that have been determined that make sense, that allow for immigration that's win-win for the immigrant, for the citizens in this country, to where we're advancing the cause? I mean, after all, we have a lot to offer people, and we want to make sure they come here, like in the old spaghetti western days. Are you friend or foe? You got a white hat or a black hat, right?
Yeah. Yes. And again, we can do it. And Hamilton said the harmony of ingredients. Barbara Jordan, who was put in charge of the immigration reform by Clinton until she...
10 seconds here, Al. 10 seconds. Okay.
Yeah. Harmony of ingredients. We need the harmony, and that takes mixing gently together compatible ingredients.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business
Us tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required.